Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast. Today, what we're talking about is how do you track your macros when you're eating out? Now, if you're somebody who loves to eat out and that's something that you enjoy, actually going out to eat with whoever is in your company, you love the fact that you can go out to eat without having to slave over the cooker or the stove and stay in the kitchen for hours when you can actually get somebody else to do it for you and you love the food, then this is the episode for you. If you know my sister friend who would benefit from this episode, please do share it with her over on Android, Spotify, or Apple iTunes, because she's going to need to hear this too. Now, my friends, if you are ready, grab your tea, your coffee, your water, your beverage, or your liquid of choice, because today's episode, How Do I Track My Macros When Eating Out, is for you. Hello, Lose Weight with Macros, the Basics Podcast family. I'm your host, Verona. And if you're new here, welcome to the show. I'm a nutrition coach who believes in the power of real life tools to create healthy habits. I help busy women like you get rid of the stress and emotional eating that keeps you from creating resilient, lifelong habits that, quite frankly, you can trust. Instead of giving you another boring diet or workout plan or bland salad and tell you just to eat a whole heap of salad leaves while your family chow down on your favorite meals in the corner and you are regretfully eating that bowl of dry salad, I'm gonna help you learn how to use macros to lose fat, keep it off, and rebuild that confidence that diets often strip us of, that insecurity, that fear, that no longer feeling confident in our bodies that we know we need to get rid of. Friends, if this sounds like your cup of tea, grab your tea, your coffee, and your notepad and pen, because today's episode, friends, is gonna be a juicy one. Hello, friends. Welcome to a brand new episode. Welcome to a brand new month. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to a brand new day. I pray that this day will be full of joy for you. And even if it comes with its challenges, I pray that you have the strategies to be able to deal with them. Now, this is something that I have myself, the mentality being a Christian woman and actively living out my faith and serving in my church. I have this mentality. Is it always easy? Absolutely not. But this is the type of mentality that I try to have and I try to live by. I may not feel joyful in the situation, but there is something that I can be joyful for or even from in the situation that I'm living. Sometimes we've got to find it a little bit harder than other situations, but there is something that we can be grateful for in those times. And when it comes to losing weight, when it comes to tracking your macros, when it comes to eating out, oftentimes we have done diets for so long, it actually strips us of this reality and truth that we can actually enjoy the food, whether we cook it or somebody else cooks it for us. The difference is how often that happens. I mean, if you're eating out and you can accurately track your macros through the portion sizes, the types of foods, the oils, the condiments, the sauces, the brands that they use, if you can actually do that consistently and accurately when you eat out, happy days. But most of the time, we actually can't. Now, if you're wondering what equipment that you need to bring to a restaurant, one of the things that I teach in Focus on the Fat Loss, which is a group coaching program for women who want that community aspect, especially when it comes to coaching, you want to do this with a community of women. So one, you can cheer each other on, and two, you can hear the different stories and exchange recipes and all of those good and fantastic things. But what we do even in the community, we actually exchange those things, and I prepare you to be able to go out into the real world, into the community, and actually enjoy your food in your favorite restaurants. Because there's nothing worse than compiling or compartmentalizing foods into categories of allowed and do not allowed, do not enter. You know those signs that you could actually look at sometimes and they say do not enter, danger of loss of life, etc. Sometimes we can approach the way that we eat exactly like this, and it's neither of those. It's not a construction site. Sometimes it might feel like it, but it isn't a construction site. And as a coach, my goal, my mission, my passion, I'm excited to teach you how to do this. And it's not rocket science. Yes, there is science to it, but it's not rocket science where you have to sit and you have to compartmentalize foods into a good food list or a bad food list. And then when you happen to eat the bad foods, you tend to feel guilty for eating those foods. But the reality is you just want to have a normal way of eating and a way to be able to enjoy the family and friends that you often spend time with. And if you go on a solo date for yourself, high five, sister friend, because you don't have to go out with several people. You can still go on a date with yourself. And this is what diet culture is literally like. Diet culture, or the diet industry, is full of restrictions. restrictions, full of lists of do's and don'ts. But the do's that end up being listed are things that we don't actually want to eat or enjoy. Have you ever had a diet and the diet says to you, you can't eat that because it is bad? Most of the time, most diets get you to restrict carbohydrates. Now, in all honesty, I'm going to give you a little bit of my background before we get into the lists, etc. So if you're somebody who doesn't have a pen or a notepad, I encourage you, now is the time for you to go and run and get your notepad. If you're doing ironing, chores or whatever, just make a mental note and come back to this episode to write down the things and then actually put these into practice, because there's no point in writing the things down if you're not going to do it. Am I right? Okay. So the story that I was just about to share was literally, it has slipped my mind. It has actually slipped my mind, and I was on a roll there, right? Oh dear, what was I going to talk about? Oh Lord. Lordy, lordy, what was I going to talk about? I was actually going to share a really interesting story, but I cannot think of the story. We're talking about how do I track my macros when eating out. One of the things that I love to do is actually eat out. I love to eat out. I love to enjoy my favorite food. But there was a time where, this isn't what I was going to say, but there was a time where I used to be afraid of eating carbohydrates. So I've recently, I don't know if you know this, but I mentioned it a few episodes back. So every year, just like I do in my physical car, you've got a road safety test. And I literally did my car, and it was the first time that I've done it since I've got it out of the showroom. And I know, when a car comes off the showroom, it depreciates in its value. I know, but it's still a car, right? It still drives, it still keeps me warm, it still keeps me safe, it still gets me from A to B, and I love my car. So in that, you do need to check, if after the 3-year mark, you do need to check if the car is still roadworthy. So it's relatively new, so obviously it still is going to be roadworthy. But there are things that can happen in those 3 years that can deem it unroadworthy, but you might not be aware of it. Thank the Lord, mine actually did pass its test with flying colours, so much so the people who did my test were like, oh, can I buy the car? Absolutely not. I love my car. It belongs to me. So in the same way that we take our cars for road safety test or MOT tests, you know, I actually don't know what that stands for. Motor. Nope, never going to try to pretend. I don't know what that means, but road safety test. Now, I do the same when I'm working with clients on a one-to-one. This is what I do. I do a road safety test, so to speak, but I do a blood test with you. Now, I'm not a phlebotomist, so I'm not giving you the labs, but you get the breakdown from a GP, the one that's connected to, and then I translate that into English so you can understand it in terms of your nutrition plan that we create together. And that's on a one-to-one. It doesn't happen in the group coaching program because it's so nuanced and specific to the individual. So as I preach to you, as I say to you, I do myself. So I did a blood test, and I also did a stools test. Now the stools test tells you everything that's going on in your gut. Now, I have suffered from acid reflux for over 20 years. And so for me, when it comes to stools, I need to know what's going on because I've had several bouts of H. pylori, which is Helicobacter pylori, which is brutal. Only can get cured by 3 types of really, really strong antibiotics. And they took me out 3 times. But you'd think that I would actually go back to eating sustainably, right? But we don't. And that comes from diets. It comes from the mentality and the mindset and the understanding that if we don't have this food, then we're going to feel like less than. But I want to tell you, and I want to encourage you, I'm sharing about the results about my blood test. I'm sharing about the results about my stools test. For those of you who are a little bit squirmish, and you might be like, why is she telling me about her doo-doo? I'm not telling you about my doo-doo. Basically, what those tests do, they tell you what's going on underneath. Because so many of us can stand on the scale, we get discouraged with the scale, but we don't know that our internal organs is carrying up to a pound of feces, and we're carrying that for 3 to 4 days. If you're lacking fiber, if you're lacking green leafy greens, if you're lacking fruits and vegetables, and you're lacking hydration and water, girl, chances are you're gonna be backed up. And you're in the bed. You and your husband are married, you're in the bed, and them farts, damn, it's like a sewage kind of smelling in there. Listen, that's because sometimes all up in you is full up of junk, and it's got nowhere to go because it cannot pass through your colon. I'm going to tell you something, yeah? As a nutrition coach, I'm going to go there because if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you want to understand and know how you can come out of this diet cycle. Now, the podcast, you can go off and do this for yourself. You can work with me in the Macros Group Coaching Program, or you can work with me on a one-to-one, and there are other ways that you can work with me over on the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk. Is is the website and you can go and browse around for that. One of the other things that you can do, if you're totally new to macros and you have no clue which way is best for you, is it one-to-one? Is it macros coaching? Is it the custom macros? The quiz will tell you everything you want to know. Everything you need to know and understand what type of macro dieter you are. This tells you which type of macro dieter you are. And I give you the recommendation based off of the things that you've given in this quiz to best help you. Now, I will say this is generic information. It's not personalized. If you want the personalized information, then of course, book your one-to-one session over on the website, vnutritioncoaching.co.uk. So my point here is we're segueing nicely from how I'm doing the MOT, because that gives you what's going on underneath. And the reason why I share all of that is it's such an amazing thing to see what's going on inside your body, because we cannot possibly see what's happening if we just restrict carbs, if we just put foods into a list of good foods or bad foods, and I'm bad if I eat this food. Actually, are you though? And so when we get into this mindset of actually realizing and breaking down these things, think about what you're thinking about and being aware of what you're saying to yourself about yourself. But when you're going to eat out now, because we're getting into the habit or the mentality and the mindset that if we go out to eat, it means that I don't like cooking. It means that I should be in my kitchen cooking for 8 hours. Why are you spending money? It can mean a whole heap of things. And those things might actually be true. But also might be true is you like to eat out. Some of us like to eat out more than we do, and we cook in our own homes, and all we're ever doing is ordering takeaway. That's something to do with address for yourself and then work through it. Don't feel guilty. This episode isn't to make you feel guilty. It is for you to know, how do you track your macros when you're eating out? Number one, my biggest tip for you is to make a list of the restaurants that you eat out at most often and note their calories on the menu. Now, not every restaurant will do this. Not every restaurant will have their nutritional value. They have been advised to put it and to make it in their menus, but not everybody has caught up to this yet. And so what you're doing is you're then going ahead of the time that you get there. For example, me and you make a lunch date and we're like, okay, cool. Oh, that's the air freshener. We haven't caught up for ages. And then suddenly we're like, oh my goodness, I'm tracking my macros. I really want to be consistent. I've got my custom macros from you. And now I really, really want to be consistent. So this is where I failed before in other diets. Other diets haven't really helped me to do that. So what you would do, just as you set the list for me, and I to meet, me and I, just if you set the date for us two to meet, this is what I'm getting you to do in Focus on the Fat Loss. So we do this a little bit deeper and understand it, and we literally go through those things, especially if you've got the guide for some of the top restaurants that you tend to eat out at. And so when we do this now, you are scheduling that in, and like you would prepare for an interview. So for example, you've got an interview and you prepare for that interview, right? Especially if it's a job that you want, if it's an organization that's been a dream goal for you and you've been trying to get in there for time, you know that you are doing everything it takes or everything you need to make sure that you are the best candidate. Especially now in the times that we're at, there are more people applying for the same position, and it's a lot harder to actually select the right person for the role. You want to make sure that that person or people that are doing the interviews, the interview panel, are left without a shadow of a doubt that it's you that needs to be on that team. And so what you do is you make sure you've got new clothes, you're smelling fresh, your hair is fresh. If you're on Zoom, you're doing all of the things that you need to do to make sure that you are in the runnings, that's making it impossible for them to say no to you. Much the same when it comes to your nutrition. This is a type of fervent vigor we need to have without restriction. There's no restriction in this list. This list just says make a list of the restaurants that you eat out most often and make a note of their macros. But you won't know their macros, but they will just have to have the calorie values. And so once you've put that in, that me and you are meeting now, you're then preparing for us to meet. So it's the same thing that you're preparing ahead of time. You're looking at the menu. You're looking at what things that you could eat. You're looking at what things that you like to eat. Do you like to eat fries? Do you like to eat salads? Do you feel like you have to eat salads? Could you actually go all out and eat yourself some ribs? There are so many different things that you can do, but starting off with a list of restaurants, then this will help you to see options they have and to see if they fit your macros. Second thing that we can tend to lose sight of is our portion sizes. Eating out is fun, but it's very easy to overeat when you ain't paying attention to how much you're eating. And it can definitely be hard to track your macros when you're distracted by the restaurant's ambiance, delicious food, other people's plates that are coming, and you're like, what's that? I want that. And then it just kind of goes left. But if you want to make sure that you're eating the right amounts for your goals, these are some of the things that you can try. Make sure you've got a pen here. Order an appetizer instead of an entree. Oh dear, my French was never good. Appetizers tend to be smaller than the entrees. I don't even know how you say that. But they tend to be smaller than the entrees, so you'll get more bang for your buck if you order an appetizer instead of an entree. Ask for a side salad or veggies instead of fries or chips with your meal. Now, I'm not saying, don't hear what I'm not saying to you. I'm not saying you can't have these things, but if you're trying to, when it comes to macros is a little bit like money. Macros is a little bit like your macro coin. And you know, when you want to invest, cryptocurrency was around forever. And I used to think, like, colleagues used to be so like, oh, I've got this amount of cryptocurrency. Have you banked it yet? No. I'm like, what are you waiting for? They're like, no, I'm trying to make it more. Listen, if you're trying to save up your macros, don't save up your macros. There's enough macros for you to still meet your goals and to still enjoy your food. You don't have to be in this scarcity mindset, which is something that we go over in Focus on the Fat Loss, the whole self-sabotage scarcity mindset. And that's something that I grew up with. So it's very real when it comes to eating out, and it's very real when it comes out to eating nutrition, but it's when you're eating and your nutrition, but it's something that can be overcome very, very easily. So you can have sweet potato fries, you can have these things, but it's not about being afraid to have these things. You can have them, but then you can also have that is less calories or less macros. And then it would allow me to have a dessert if that's what I want to have. So if you still want to have a burger, for example, say this is what Wendy's do. Wendy's decide, or they have the option to have a burger bun, or you can have a lettuce bun. Now, for me, they're both carbohydrates. But if you're trying to do that and you're trying to preserve for dessert, this is something you can do. If you want to go all out the whole nine yards and eat and then just go slightly over your macros, it's okay. It doesn't mean you're going to gain fat in 24 hours. You might be a little bit bloated and you might have a little bit more water retention because of the sodium and the carbohydrates that you've got. That's fine. That's normal. But don't skip it because your diet history has said that don't eat that because that's bad. So the thing is, thinking in this mindset, you will still get some satisfaction from the crunchy goodness without consuming too many calories. And so this is what you're being mindful of your portion sizes. Now, if you're somebody who loves to share, split an entree. I don't even know how you say that. Split an entree with someone else at the table so that each person gets half of what they ordered and pays half. So it's a little bit like tapas. So you could do that with somebody, like a tapas style. So you've got little finger style things and you can each snack from that. There are so many different things that can happen when it comes to portion sizes, etc. A key tip, don't arrive at the restaurant hungry. Make sure you have a protein, a high protein breakfast, so that when you get there, the protein is the macronutrient that takes the longest to digest. And so when you get there, you might be full up. And so you're eating less calories, got more room for dessert, and then you've got more for dinner. There's so many ways to play this when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to eating out. We have got caught up in the diet mentality that tells us don't eat out so much. I agree, don't eat out so much. But if you do happen to have a meal out that you haven't planned, that's spontaneous, there are still ways that you can navigate that meal without feeling like you have to have your scale in your bag and be embarrassed to bring it out of the table. Girl, you ain't gotta do that. it's tempting, but don't do that. So number two, don't stress about eating out. Eating out is an amazing way. It's a great way to socialize, but it can also be stressful if you're worried about what to order or how much of it. If you're with friends, go with the flow. Do what I've taught you in Focus on the Fat Loss. Do the things that I've taught you here, the macros guide that you've downloaded. Do the things that I've taught you. Have confidence in yourself. You can do this. And whether you coach with me or you coach with another coach, one of the things that we love to do is encourage you. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. Go with the flow. Not too much. I'm not saying become a river now, a wide river or a dam or overflowing river. I'm not talking about that. When I'm saying go with the flow, you don't need to alert everybody at the table. Hey guys, I'm tracking my macros today. I don't know what's in this food and I'm stressing. Do the simple principle. Carbohydrates, half your plate with fruits and vegetables. If you haven't got a scale, this is in your mindset. Half your plate with fruits and veg, a quarter of lean protein and a quarter carb. And then you've got a thumb sized portion of fats, healthy fats. And so if you're eating saturated fats like sweet potato fries and normal fries, that might take you over in terms of your fats. And if you absolutely can't track this on MyFitnessPal, which is the app that I use, then there are ways for you to navigate that. You can have salmon, you can have, like I just mentioned, the burger without the bun. This is the only time that I would recommend it if you're trying to preserve. You don't have to, you can have the carbs, you can eat the carbs, you can enjoy the carbs, but this is something if you want to bring that in and you want to hone it in. The thing is, when it comes to macros, it gives you the accountability to do this for yourself so you don't feel restricted and there aren't rigid rules. This isn't about rules here. It's about accountability. And I'm your coach to encourage you with that. And when you're going with the flow, this just allows you to join in on the conversation instead of stressing out about what you need to eat and the fact that you haven't got your scale and you don't know what brand of oil they're using. That's too much complication, okay? There are ways that you can prepare to get there. It's just way too complicated. But the easiest thing to do is not get frustrated. Number four, can I count? Number three, the next point, consider ordering something healthy off the menu. Sometimes restaurants will have healthy options that are actually enjoyable for your body. So you can look for those first. If you're thinking the principle, you want protein first because that's the macronutrient that keeps you satiated and it keeps you fuller for longer. Then you want something that's a healthy carbohydrate. If they've got sweet potato mash, absolutely have sweet potato mash. But you're getting these things and you're actually having this mindset now, right, this is how I need to fill my plate when I'm out. If it is a restaurant that has, Chick-fil-A tend to do this, but most restaurants do this now. But Chick-fil-A will have the different options of the burger. Now, here's something that I teach over in Focus on the Fat Loss. Just because it says 346 calories for a burger and the waffle fries, you have to take into consideration the sodium and you have to take into consideration the fat content and you have to take into consideration all macros, but not just carbs, not just fats, not just protein. It might say it's got 20 grams of protein, which is fantastic, but that protein is also fried in fat, saturated fats, it's also fried in oil. So those are the, and it's also got a high content of sodium. 2,300 milligrams of sodium is what we're aiming for per day. But if we're going way over that, we can have that in one meal. We can have our daily allowance in one meal. Just because it says it's 300 or 295 calories, that's great. We do have to consider the other content of the other nutrients in it. And so that's what sometimes we can miss. We can see, and that's what happens with the downside of calorie counting, is you just see food as numbers. You don't see the quality of the food that you're eating. And lastly, don't be afraid of eating out. Eating at home all the time can get boring real quick. So again, try not to stress too much about eating out on occasion. Don't have to eat out every day. Don't be afraid to cook food. If you're somebody who is afraid to cook, the recipes over on the website, you can download those. You can sign up to the subscription. And also in Focus on the Fat Loss, when we have the app of recipes, you know that they're not no random recipes. They ain't boring recipes. They're as close to what you like to eat and enjoy as possible, because that means that you are more likely to stick with this as opposed to trying to fit things in here and there and then feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Forget it. I've gone over my macros today, just forget it, it's never working out for me. Let's not do extreme, let's do realistic, let's do sustainable, and let's do one thing at a time. Let's not try to climb Mount Everest and we've never climbed the car park. We've never walked around the car park before. That's a big car park, but that's a really big exaggeration. But my point is this, instead of doing that, it's about setting yourself realistic goals and having that plan in the beginning. What is it you want to do? I want to learn how to track my macros. Okay, so what are your macros? Do you even know what macros are? Is macros tracking right for you? Because it isn't for everybody. But if you're the woman who wants that accountability, you want to know where you're eating, your food types that you're overeating. Most of us know it tends to be fatty foods. But if you want to go a day consistently and you want to be able to see, right, this is what I eat. Okay, this week has been an okay week. The foods that I've eaten the most that have the highest calories has been the Starbucks coffee. For example, this is my personal example. And so the saturated fat is coming from coconut milk. Yes, it's a healthy fat, but maybe I can cut back on that and switch to oat milk and then might have a sugar-free syrup to add to it to just kind of have that, you know, nothing can replace coconut milk. But if I'm constantly worried or seeing a trend when I'm tracking my foods that, you know what, this week you had the highest calories in coconut milk, then for me, I might have that once or twice a week and then switch to another form of milk. So you're not switching or you're not restricting yourself from coffee altogether. You're still having your coffee, but you're making changes, you're making adaptions, and you're still being able to enjoy it. One of the ways that you can do that is switching from a hot coffee to iced coffee. That reduces the calories immensely. But it's too cold to have cold iced coffee right now for me personally. But there are these little swaps that you can do that just make it easier. And that, my friends, is the end of the episode. We've come to the end of today's episode. I know, I've given you so much today in this episode, but it's like one of these things I love to do. I just absolutely love to support you and to help you get to your goals. Because when it was me, all I was worried about was I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And it became so depressing. It became so discouraging. And I'd eat my face off in the cupboard. I'd just go into the cupboard, sneak a packet crisp here, get a bar of chocolate here, then some sweets here, then I go out and buy something, then I go out and buy some fast food, and I don't want that. I'm not drinking water. My urine smells very foul. It's just, I'm telling you, I'm real here. I'm not the only one that's experienced this. If you're listening to me, then you know that this is experiencing, you're experiencing this. And sometimes the urine is foul because we're not hydrated and we're not cleansing out our body. And our kidneys are having a tough time to cleanse us out because even they're working hard, they're hydrated. We have to drink water. Now, we're women here. I know there are men who listen to it, but we've got to be real. We've got to be honest. If you're dehydrated, some things aren't going to smell holy. They're going to smell holy. They're not going to smell nice. And so if you want to be able to have, you know, lady parts that smell fresh, this all results to how we take care of ourselves, what we eat, what we're ingesting, what we eat plenty of, what we're lacking in nutrients. The body is so amazing. Now, I'm going slightly off on a tangent here, but my point here is this. When we think about food and nutrition, let's get away from the list that says you're allowed this food, or you can't eat this food, or you can't drink your coffee with creamer because. How about, how can I balance the two? How can I have creamer every once in a while as, a treat, or, you know, something that I enjoy? I've hit a milestone in my business and I want to have this. It doesn't have to be food, but let's get into the habit where actually challenging the things that we've actually done for a long time and we're stuck in this place, but we're not getting results. Let's challenge our thinking, take some steps to actually make the change, and then learn how to actually sustain those changes. And if you need the help of a qualified coach, I'm your girl. The website is there. All the links in the show notes for you to how to work with me are absolutely there. I would be honored to be your coach, to partner up with you, to help you achieve these goals so that you never have to do a diet ever, ever again. And my friends, that's the end of today's episode. I've enjoyed this and I love you, and share this with a sister friend or whoever needs to hear this, because this gonna help somebody. And now, bless you friends, I'm about to go and catch up on a church sermon, but that's it for me, friends. Can't wait to see you in the week. Friends, we've come through to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something valuable from today's episode and can put it right into practice now that the episode has ended. If you found value in this episode, do share it with somebody else who can also benefit from today's episode. My friends, don't forget to download your freebies over on the website via nutritioncoaching.co.uk, and also be in with a chance of coming live on air with me to get yourself some free Coach Fridays by leaving your question over on the brand new podcast page. nutritioncoaching.co.uk/podcast is where you can leave me a question and I'll answer it over here on one of the episodes. And that's all we got time for, friends. I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.